Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today, we're continuing our discussion of the six huge mistakes writers make, which I covered briefly in episode 74. And the next mistake on the list is not springing for a professional editing job. In fact, I've already talked about a few aspects of editing in episodes 71 and 72, but I feel like I can't stress this enough. It really is extremely important, and a lot of writers simply don't realize it. Or they do realize it, but have hesitations about going in for editing, or just feel they flat out can't afford it. But the question you should be asking yourself is, can I afford not to? Here's the thing. You spend a year writing your book. You pour your blood, sweat, and tears into it. And you emerge with a manuscript you're quite proud of. Now, after all that work, don't you want to get paid for it? Of course you do. Book sales should be forefront in your mind while you're writing, and even more so once you finish. No one more than you would hate to see all that effort go down the drain because your readers just didn't get it, or because they dismissed you after finding too many grammar mistakes or typos. Keep in mind that an editor does more than just find missing hyphens and dangling participles. He'll also carefully read through every word and make sure that it all flows well, that each sentence has rhythm, that you've chosen the right words and arranged your sentences logically to convey your meaning to the reader. Now, prices really run the gamut, but generally the more you pay, the more you can expect from your editor in terms of ability, experience, and reliability. All very good qualities to look for in an editor. Even if you hover toward the lower end of the editing rate scale, your manuscript will probably turn out better than it would have had you not sought editing at all. Apart from money, though, what holds writers back from contacting a professional editor? It could be fear of criticism. To get around this, make sure you choose an editor who seems approachable and friendly. If the editor offers a sample critique, take advantage of this to gauge his feedback style. A good editor will tread lightly, make suggestions without being overly critical, and correct mistakes without leaving condescending remarks. And wherever possible, he'll explain his train of thought in his comments to you. Some authors simply have too much pride, otherwise known as I don't need editing-itis. If this is you, keep in mind that even seasoned authors have editors. It's certainly debatable, but the more well-known you are, the more important editing could be. Five bestsellers in, you wouldn't want a hastily published manuscript to taint your credibility and mar an otherwise perfect track record. So consider editing an investment in your future and your career. And remember, the whole point of an investment is to make back more than you spent. Especially if this is your first book, it will set the stage for hopefully many more to come. First impressions always count for a lot, so keep that in mind as you budget for the publication of your book. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I am also an experienced copy editor, so if you're in the market for editing, please visit timothypike.com/editing. timothypike.com/editing. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.